Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Social Media Decoded Podcast, the number one podcast to help you understand social media better so that you grow your business, get more clients, and monetize. I'm your host, Michelle Thames, and in today's episode, we are getting creative with our marketing, okay? Specifically, how to market your business with a small budget. If you're a solopreneur or a small business owner, you know the challenge of trying to grow your brand without breaking the bank. But trust me, it's absolutely possible. In this episode, I'm sharing budget-friendly tips that have worked for me and my clients, strategies that focus on maximizing your time, energy, and resources. Whether you're just starting out or looking to stretch your current marketing dollars, this episode is packed with actionable advice that you can use right away. Today, my friend, okay? All right, let's get into it. When I first started marketing my own business, I definitely had to learn how to make every dollar count, friend. And honestly, that constraint was a blessing in disguise. It forced me to get resourceful, think outside the box, and really focus on what would move the needle. The first thing to understand is that having a small budget does not mean that you can't make a big impact. That is not true. It's about being intentional. You don't need to be everywhere or do everything. You just need to focus on the strategies that align with your business goals and speak directly to your audience. Now, let's get into the good stuff. Here are some budget-friendly marketing strategies that can help you grow your business without overspending. The first one is leverage organic social media. Of course, social media is your best friend when you're on a budget. Focus on platforms where your audience hangs out and post consistently. Use free tools like Canva to create eye-catching visuals, and don't underestimate the power of engaging with your audience. Respond to comments, answer DMs, and start conversations. The algorithm loves active accounts. You already know this. The second thing is building an email list. Yep, I've said this how many times? Email marketing is one of the most cost-effective ways to reach your audience. Start by offering a free lead magnet like a checklist, a guide, or a mini course that solves a specific problem for your audience. Use a free email marketing platform like MailChimp or ConvertKit to get started. And remember, your email list is something that you own, unlike your social media followers. The third thing, collaborate. Collaborate with others. Look for opportunities to collaborate with other businesses or creators within your niche. Co-host a webinar, share each other's content, or bundle your products for a joint promotion. Collaboration can introduce you to new audiences without costing you anything. The fourth thing is to create evergreen content. Invest time in creating content that can work for you over time, like blog posts, YouTube videos, or even podcasts. This type of content drives traffic to your business long after you've created it. Plus, it's a great way to showcase your expertise and build trust with your audience. The fifth thing you can do is focus on local marketing. If you have a local business, tap into community-based marketing. Partner with local influencers, participate in events, or join neighborhood groups on social media to promote your services. Grassroots efforts can go a long way, friend, when you're targeting a local audience. Now, let's talk about how to stretch your marketing budget even further, okay? Now, I know we covered some really good strategies. Let's talk about stretching this budget, okay? Number one, we want to repurpose our content. Repurposing content across multiple platforms to maximize its value is amazing. For example, turn a blog post into multiple Instagram posts, a podcast episode, or a short video for TikTok or Reels. Repurposing saves you time and ensures that you're reaching your audience in different ways. Number two, use free tools. Take advantage of free or low-cost tools to simplify your marketing efforts. Tools like Canva for design, Google Analytics to track performance, and Buffer for scheduling social media posts can make a big difference without adding to your expenses. Or even Facebook Creator Studio is free. Okay, Canva also has a scheduler. Now, I want you to tap into UGC, user-generated content. Encourage your customers to share photos or reviews of your products and tag your business. UGC content not only saves you time, but also builds social proof, showing others that your brand is trusted. Then I want you to test and refine your strategies. Track what's working and what's not. If a particular platform isn't delivering results, pivot and focus on what does. Even with a small budget, analytics can guide your decisions and help you get the most bang for your buck. Now, marketing on a small budget doesn't mean that you're at a disadvantage, friend, so don't feel that way. It means you're forced to focus on what truly works. By leveraging organic strategies, collaborating with others, and repurposing your content, you can make a big impact without spending a fortune. If you're feeling overwhelmed and need more tailored support, consider joining my Elevate and Empower community. It's a space for multi-passionate entrepreneurs like you to learn, grow, and connect with others on the same journey. And if you're ready to take it to the next level, book a one-on-one power hour with me and let's get you a personalized strategy for your business, okay? Thanks again for tuning into Social Media Decoded. If you found these tips helpful, please share this episode with a friend, leave a review, and don't forget to subscribe for more actionable marketing advice. Until next time, my friend, keep building your dream business. I will talk to you all in the next one. Peace.